WTS. What the Schrock? Kaylee Schrock, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Now, as a Fort Wayne native, do you have like the whole team over to your house for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
No. It's a we have a big game tomorrow. Every year we have a home game on Thanksgiving that usually sells out. So Thanksgiving for me is like a quick, you know, bite to eat with my family because I don't like to eat too much on game days. And then, you know, usual pregame routine, take a nap, and then get ready to, you know, head to the rink. So it's a little different Thanksgiving for me. I don't get to enjoy it and take out like the rest of you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would be so tired to go play a hockey game. I'm barely awake enough to go to a hockey game, let alone play in it.
The crappy thing about this year is we play, you know, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday. So, like, leftovers are even, you know, I'm pushing it with the leftovers or it might even be out of the question. So, it's going to be rough this year. I hope they can pig out and they're going to come watch me play later. So it'll be a good day.
Yeah, that's really fun. Are you going to be, like, super excited to lose that mustache so you can stop biting it every time you eat?
Well, you're not going to – I'm not proud to say this, but I already shaved it. it was getting too greasy. So I let go of the mustache, and, you know, we're close. A couple guys on the team did it as well because we were struggling. So I said, you know, I'll jump on board and do what's right for the team. I let it grow long enough, and, you know, I'm not proud to say that, but I did shave it.
No, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah, it was getting greasy.
So. Ugh.
Talking to Kaylee Schrock here, Dirk and Angie on 95.1. So there was a big fight that I saw that you were involved in.
Oh, that never happened.
It does happen, but it seems like, does it happen more with you? I mean, what's going through your head during the fight? Are you thinking about, am I winning? Am I losing? Are they going to stop this soon? I mean, what actually is in your head while you're actually going through that? Or is anything except I'm going to beat the snot out of that guy?
A fight in hockey, you're just trying to get momentum for your team and the fans. And the situation last weekend was we had a home game against a team that really beat the crud out of us the week before, 6-2 at home. And so I tried to get into a fight early in the game just to get the crowd involved and my teammates involved and get the momentum on our side. You know, you're fighting them, but you don't want to hurt anybody in a fight. Obviously, you want to win the fight. You don't want to get your butt kicked in front of 10,000 people, especially me being from you know, Fort Wayne. I don't want to get my butt kicked in front of my friends and family that all come to watch me play. And I think when you first start fighting, you get in a fight maybe for 30 seconds, and it feels like you don't remember anything. Your adrenaline's going so much, but I think that's when you kind of get hurt or you're not as smart about it, or if you're kind of ticked off when you're fighting, that's when you're more liable to get a punch in the face, really.
Mm-hmm. I know. Exactly how fighting goes.
Well, the funny part is in probably 5 years, like I said, I've never been really clonked in the nose. And last game in Evansville, I took an elbow in the nose, and I literally wanted to, like, cuddle up on the ice and just cry. I felt like my face got rearranged. There's nothing worse than taking a shot to the nose, I'll tell you that.
No, you're right there, sister.
By the way, the official scoreboard is total number of fights, Angie?
According to our Kaylee Schrock Mayhem Meter, this brings your total number of fights so far this regular season to 5, with a career number of fights at 98.
That's well, I am. That's pretty good. I'm off to a good start. I think I'm on pace for maybe 20 or so.
Okay, well, we'll see next week, according to the Kaylee Schrock Mayhem Meter, where you're at.
I would like them to stop the game, by the way, when you hit that 100 fight mark and, mm-hmm. and you know, give you a plaque or something of that sort.
Little confettis of skulls and crossbones come down, yeah.
My girlfriend almost punched me yesterday. She had her hair cut off, and I think as a guy, it's a real tough situation when your girlfriend has real beautiful long hair and she cuts it off, but she still looks great. But, you know, it's like that moment of when she walks in the room, like, what do you say to really reassure her, to make sure that she knows that you still think she's good looking? And all I could come up with was, you know, you look like a hot mom. And she did not, she did not like that. So I almost had to go around 3 yesterday with the girlfriend. But luckily we could talk that one out.
Oh, my gosh. No, yeah, don't say that again. Do not say that again.
I don't say that to my wife, and we've been married for 18 years.
Oh, yeah.
I don't say that.
I learned early, Dirk. You know?
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, I've seen pictures, and she's absolutely beautiful, so I'm sure she looks like the hottest hot mom ever.
Gee, that's right. Yeah. I said, you're the hottest hot mom ever. You know she's not a mom, but I said, you're going to be driving the minivan. And
Back up. All right,
yeah,
well.
I did. I'm still trying to dig myself out of that one.
All right, man. Well, thanks for getting up with us today, and have a good Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too. Pig out for me.
That's another thing you don't want to say to girls, just FYI.
I was talking to Dirk.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm there for you. I gotcha. Thank you. We will talk to you next week, all right?
All right.